May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I arrived home last week at 7:30 in the evening during a power cut, and it was extremely dark. I couldn't see a thing. I tripped over things, I bumped into things, and eventually managed by fumbling around to locate a torch. What a relief to be able to see where I was going and what was in front of me. Light is something that we take for granted today. Light not only enables us to see where we're going, light can also enhance our perspective of life. If I was to ask you if your favourite colour was 450 or 600 or maybe even 700, you might be a bit confused. Or more likely, you might think I'm a bit confused. Well, in case, like me, those numbers don't immediately mean anything to you, on the visible spectrum for light, 450 nanometers means blue, 600 is yellow, and at 700 nanometers, you're seeing red. We don't see numbers, do we? We see the beautiful, variable, illuminating colors that light takes on as it is refracted and reflected before our eyes. We don't experience nanometers. We bask under a blue sky. Or we wonder at the beauty of a sunset that melts from orange to red to crimson and purple. Whether we catalogue light as 550 nanometers or perceive it as green is all a matter of perspective. Are we dissecting the idea of light into its most basic components, nanometers? Or are we responding to the expression of that light as we experience it in the world? Colours. Light was the first thing that God created. Some of the first words recorded in the Bible are these. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light, Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. Scientists tell us that all matter and energy come from light and that our life depends on it. People in biblical times knew far more about darkness than we do. Light was a luxury. There were no street lamps. On a dark night, if you were traveling, the world was a scary place. Roads were treacherous and criminals plied their trade in the dark. People were thankful for cities that were often built on hills. Jesus said, "A city set on a hill cannot be hidden." Many of the villages in Judea were built on the summits or sides of mountains and could be seen from afar. From a great distance, one knew the location of the next village because of the light from that hilltop. Perhaps, as he spoke these words, Jesus pointed to such a city to demonstrate what he meant when he told his disciples that they were to be like those villages that had become such a beacon for travellers. And darkness wasn't only a problem on the road. At the end of your journey, just as it was for me last week, light was still a luxury. Palestinian homes were generally dark. They usually only had one small window, and they had no electricity or light bulbs, as we do. Their light consisted of a lamp, which was a bowl filled with oil that had a wick. And when they needed light, the lamp was placed on a stand. The most difficult part of having this light in the house was lighting it. They didn't have matches or lighters. So as a result, no one wanted to let their light go out because it took too much work to get the wick lit again. However, when people went out of the house, it was dangerous to leave the light on. So for safety reasons, when they left their homes, the lamp would be taken off its stand and it would be placed under an earthen vessel where it could burn risk-free. Then as soon as someone returned to the house, they'd return the light to its stand and it could shine to its maximum potential. Light doesn't just banish darkness and illuminate corners and crevices. Light also works to provide a new perspective, to put our perceptions and our experiences into a new light. To be a disciple of Jesus, of the kingdom of God, isn't just about being a focused beam of light or at some measurable nanometer with laser-like narrowness and intensity. To be the light that Jesus challenged his disciples to be also means to continually put a new light, a new perspective on all the world, to challenge the game plans and the paradigms that we are used to living by every day. Jesus' description of the kingdom of God in the Beatitudes, which come just before this passage, that the blessed are the poor in spirit, the mournful, the meek, the peacemakers, the persecuted, the childlike, shifts our focus and redirects our light. The Beatitudes force us to stop looking at some big picture of marketable success, a collective to be conquered, and instead to look at each person as singular and significant, an individual to be embraced. Jesus says to us this morning that we are the light of the world. Just think about that for a moment. What does it mean? Well, it means that we have a responsibility through the way that we live our lives to proclaim the gospel so that others may be shown Christ through us. Light doesn't exist for its own glory. It's there to guide and to brighten up the world in the same way that a lighthouse steers ships away from rocks, and as the torch helped me to see where I was going. Jesus is saying to us, we have a responsibility to others to show them the way of and to the kingdom of God. Or to put it another way, the meaning of life. This church doesn't exist to exalt a great teacher or an outstanding healer. We exist to glorify the Son of God, the light that has come into the world and overcome the darkness of sin and death. It's only as the light of Christ shines into our lives that our lives have meaning and purpose. Just as Christ came to bring light to a world stumbling in the dark, so we too are called to bring this light to the world in which we live. Just as Christ's life wasn't focused only on his own needs, but the needs of others, so he calls us to be men and women for others. As Isaiah says, by doing this, our light will break forth like the dawn. The light we are to shine is reflected light. It shone first in Jesus and his disciples, and then through those that succeeded them. The question is, will we shine that light for our generation as well as for future generations to see? In May, just a few months' time, we're going to be actively involved in our mission. And our mission is to shine, both to guide people. so that they don't stumble in the dark, and to broaden people's perspective. Our mission is entitled, There Is More. There is more to life. Jesus gives life a whole new perspective, and we are to proclaim that. Amen.